Phillies and Cubs playing the rubber game of their series Sunday in Philadelphia on Players Weekend. In the top of the fifth inning, trailing 3-0, the Phillies pull off a triple play.
Mistakes. Out toward left field. Hoskins coming on. Reaches down and makes the catch. He picked it up. Now he'll flip to second. He might have a triple play.
This will be good.
Cesar to first. And yeah, the triple play.
This will be good.
And the base runners are all standing around wondering what the heck just happens. Line drive to right field. That's a base hit. That's going to tie this game up. Galvis will hold up at first. A two-run single. 3-3 ball game. A line drive deep to right field. It is gone! Two-run home run. And the Phillies have taken the lead. A five-run fifth inning. Boy, that ball got out of here in a hurry.
Yes, it did. And I think that base hit he got the last time up kind of loosened him up a little bit.
It definitely freed up his hands, didn't it?
In the air to left center field. It took some time, but he's done it again. 11 home runs. Reese Hoskins has added the lead. It's now 6-3 Phillies.
Ho-hum. Why'd he make us wait so long? Huh?
You know, he's been hitting a home run his first at bat for the last few games. I guess he figured, you know, just keep the fans here a little longer. Concession helps concession. I mean, he's a thoughtful guy.
A five-run fifth inning helps the Phillies overcome an early deficit, and they end up defeating the Cubs 6-3 on Sunday to take 2 out of 3 for the defending world champions. After the game, Phillies manager Pete Mackinnon has his thoughts.
Well, that'll make you smile, winning 2 out of 3 from the world champs. What a game. I think the key to the game was when I put on the triple play sign. That was huge. I just saved it for that moment. Great catch by Hoskins. That was huge. And then in that inning, Freddie got that two-run single, and Williams' two-run home run that won the game for us. Hoskins added on an insurance run at the end. Pivetta started off not very good and settled down, got through it, started pitching much better. The bullpen, once again, you can't say enough about our bullpen. They did a great job. Milner, Ramos, Garcia, and Neris. So great day for us today. And anytime something like that happens, it kind of gets everybody's energy up, and it got the players' energy up. And we just played, you know, we battled. You know, Lackey's a good pitcher, and we battled. And that fifth inning where we got the single by Galvis and the home run by Williams, that did it all. Well, it can be confusing if you're base running and you don't know whether he caught it or not. It's confusing. You know, it's tough to know whether you should run or not. And he called it an out, so that kind of tells you something. But I've seen not a triple play like that before, but we've seen in the past plays like that where the runners really don't know what to do, whether it's caught or not. So it was confusing.
Reese Hoskins makes history with a solo home run in the bottom of the eighth. It's his 11th in his career in just 18 major league games, becoming the fastest in history to reach 11 homers. They've come in a 14-game span. He's homered in 5 straight games and summarizes this incredible stretch.
No, I don't know. It's I don't really know how to put it into words. It's just one of those zones where you just try to ride the wave as long as you can. And you know, especially to do it in a win like today, win a series against an outstanding team is something special.
You know, what else is special, sharing it with your teammates? I watched you come into the dugout after the home run. Most of the guys were on their feet and high-fiving it and really in awe as well. A couple of the guys just shaking their heads. They don't know what to say. What about that reaction?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, I guess, right? You know, we're with these guys, with each other for 10 hours a day for 6 months straight, so. You know, to be able to share this with these guys and the way that we're doing it, you know, it just makes coming to the ballpark a lot more fun.
You know, there's a lot of energy in the ballpark, too, over the last couple of weeks. The offense has really started to click. The fans are starting to get into it. You get your first curtain call. That's a special moment.
Yeah, something I'll always remember. You know, I've been a part of many as a fan, but to be a part of one as a player is something special.
Monday, the Cubs return home to start a series with the Pirates, while the Braves go to Philadelphia to battle the Phillies.